Thank you. Thanks for being here. Let me mention the fact, for those of you that didn't get a chance to understand the concept of anti-cognizance, that we still have just a few anti-cognizant thought repellent hats available, and I ask that men do not buy these. Men, please go ahead and buy the old thought repellent hats. They're plenty powerful for you. They will keep you from...
I've lost track. Hey, everybody change instruments.
Just everybody change instruments. Now, we had one woman that bought a hat and didn't understand how to use it. And I feel like I need to explain this once again. Even though these hats is treated with Ignor Guard and Stoop Stock, and even though this is the last of the Ignor Guard, we found it in a barn under a bunch of horse blankets, and unless there's another convention of banjo players somewhere, we'll never be able to get any more naturally generated Ignor Guard. Where we got the original Ignor Guard, it has aged properly. A lot of people, like if you just get synthetic Ignor Guard or brand new Ignor Guard, it's not going to work as good. You can't really develop pictures without actually having film if you use synthetic Ignor Guard. But you get properly aged. We discovered it by accident. After the convention they had there in Nashville about 18 years ago, they claimed there had been 195 banjo players in Nashville the weekend before we got there. When we arrived, there was still residual pockets of ignorance hanging over the town. You could drive through it and it would wipe your slate clean. And we collected it all. And we saved it. But females of opposite sex, we tried for years to have them enjoy the peace that passes understanding that men get when they wear a thought repellent hat. And it never worked on them. Men would go buy their wives one and things like that, and still they couldn't figure out why they would still think of stuff. And then accidentally, we discovered the proper catalyst. First the hat has to be worn by a banjo player. Not for long, just a minute or two. And then when you put it on the woman of a different gender, she will actually start saying things like, "My, your yard looks nice. Let me cook dinner while you watch television, dear." "I hope I remember to leave the seat up." This is worth a lot to both genders, believe me. So, but let's say you already got your own anti-cognizant hat. Please drop into the Gray Fox Market over there. Because we actually have a hat with two little lights on it and a battery on the bill. And here's what it's for. And I kid you not, because it was explained to me, because I saw that. And of course, you know, man wants any old gadget to, but I didn't know what it was for. And they explained to us, this is so you can see your instrument at night. And I thought, you know, you're at the right place for these hats, because there's some people around here can't even find their instrument at night. Get your battery charged. These little lights will stick out there and your instrument will be unveiled to you. We'd like to play some folk music for you. We had a request for this song. It's on our 30th anniversary album, I think. Here's a way you can tell it's folk music. We all switched around, got instruments we can't play. I think that's the definition. How are you gonna tell folk music from bluegrass music? Make sure you're playing something that you can't play. We found out this was a folk song when Alan Lomax found out about us. Here it is.